Hey everyone, it's Octavia B. Speaks with Faith to Believe podcast. It's been a while since I've had recorded. I've been extremely busy, but I wanted to just come on just really briefly. And I wanted to just talk to you a little bit about who you are in God's sight, in God's vision, in God's creativity, in God's image. I just wanted to tell you that you are a masterpiece. Yes, you are a masterpiece. And many times we wake up and we don't know whether we're coming or going. And we wake up in a perpetuated state of chaos. And I just want to let you know that that's not your destiny. Chaos is not of God. Anger and frustration is not of God. But what is of God is love, understanding, communication. That's of God. And a lot of times we exist in life not understanding who we are. We exist in life and hold on to who we were. We exist in life and face so many trials and tribulations because of past experiences. And I just want to tell you that it's time for those past experiences to be gone. Not that you will forget, but that you should no longer hold on to them, because they begin to confuse you. They begin to tell you that this is who you are and this is the authority that you're supposed to walk in. But I'm here to tell you no more. I'm here to tell you that when God sees you, when God created you, that He created a masterpiece in you. And no, you're not perfect, but you're worth it. No, you can't do everything that you may want to do right now, but you're going to do exactly what God has called you to do if you stay the course. And so as I was just listening to a powerful word and a powerful message, I came across Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. And I had to think to myself, like, wow, what does that mean to me? I had to think that this verse was so powerful, because not only is it powerful just with iron sharpens iron, but if you just think about the visual of that, iron is so tough and strong, and it's hard to break. So therefore, it needs another piece of iron to sharpen it. And so I just kind of look back at my life. You guys know I'm always a living testimony. And I'm not afraid to share my story. I'm not afraid to tell you about the things that I've been through. But when I think about iron sharpening iron and a friend sharpening a friend, I think about, like, wow, like, I've been through so much in my life. I can look at myself as that iron. I can look at myself, that exterior where I just want to just make it in this world. And I just want to overcome everything that I've been through. And I just want things to be better. And I want to be so strong. And I have to realize that I'm perfect just the way that I am. Because God created me in His image. And He's going to continue to sharpen me each and every day of my life. And as He sharpens me, I will then sharpen someone else. And so I had to look at my life and see the needs and the wants. And I had to realize that I truly have everything that I need. And all of my wants will come in God's timing. And the things that I truly want, they're not of necessity. They're just things that I want, things that I want to achieve. But I had to realize that I had to step outside of me and my wants, be content in my needs and with my needs, and walk the straight path just for Him. And so what I'm saying is, you no longer have to be this image of a past representation. You can now walk in the authority and embrace the image that God has created you in. Being a masterpiece is awesome, because being a masterpiece allows you to come with all your imperfections, because you are perfectly and wonderfully made in His image. So as I close here, I want you to just go back to that verse, iron sharpens iron. Allow God to continue to sharpen you each and every day as you get closer to Him, as you get closer in your walk, as you get closer to His word, as you become closer in prayer, as you become closer in love and kindness. Allow God to sharpen you. Always remember, we could do nothing without Him. We shall not truly want for anything, regardless what the ills of this world may say, regardless what the necessities of this world may say. I'm here to tell you to live for God. Live for Him. And you will see everything begin to unfold in your life, because He has created you just the way you are. He has given you the strength to move forward. He has given you your complex situations. Also, you can overcome and be a testimony for someone else. So as I close out, I just want to tell you that I love you, tell you that you are so much more than you could imagine, to remind you of whose you are, and tell you to embrace the masterpiece that you was already created for. Iron sharpen iron. God is sharpening you each and every day. May God continue to bless you. And may you continue or begin to to walk in your authority because you are his masterpiece.